So that's the call to order?
That was the attendance.
Yes, okay, oh, we're already two down, okay. Okay, any changes or additions? Well, I've already mentioned the changes to rearrange a few things. I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make motion.
Second.
All right, so. No changes?
Nope.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good timing, Mr. Davis.
What's that?
Good timing. Just getting to public comment. Did you want to talk about something?
Well, you said you're gonna move out of Culver.
We have the letter we're gonna send you.
What's that?
We have a letter we're gonna send you about our decision. Okay? We're just gonna talk about it. What would you like to know? What the letter says? I guess we'll just jump right into that. Do you have a copy of that, Colin?
Yes.
I have a couple, but I had you set it up. I have it right here. Read it. I got it right here. This is the rough draft. I'll tell you what it says. You talked about the two culverts up on 26 Blythe Farm Road. We did a site visit there last week, the three of us.
Yep.
And we came to this decision that the one that we replaced that temporary culvert with,
yeah,
on the right,
yeah,
will stay like that. We said we were going to get an evaluation of the size.
Yeah.
You're going to be responsible for,
yeah,
upping it, okay? The second access, the one just beyond the Maxwell's driveway,
yeah,
I'll tell you what's written here. You guys will have it. The second access just beyond Maxwell's driveway on the left would use to cross a hayfield to your hayfield further up the road.
Yeah.
This access is at the base of a long sloping field with a small stream running at the base through the culvert. That's where that access is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. As a result, the culvert's location is always wet and constant use tears up the access and blocks the culvert. You have had a blocked culvert problem in the past. There have been minor washouts of Town Highway 26 around this access, and in June of 2020, that culvert was blocked and it washed out the whole road.
Not the first time it ever washed out.
Well, I understood. During a heavy rain, the culvert was blocked and the field drained onto and down the town road, washing it out. But this year, and perhaps longer, the access has been unused, right?
For a couple of years, but
okay.
It's my access. I'm going to start using it again.
Well, the stream now flows outside the culvert and below the grade of the road, draining it as it was before intervention. As a result, the access was not a major contributor. I'll send this letter to you. The board is determined to close this unused, non-functioning access and allow the field and stream to drain back to its natural flow. Peg Maxwell has installed a culvert above this one, which she now uses, and you have an access to that field further up. So we don't see the use of it and the problems it's caused.
Is it needed right away?
That's unimportant here. This is just about road access.
And what's the town's policy on culverts on class 4 road?
Culverts what?
On class 4 roads.
What do you mean?
What's the policy?
We allow them when we're at, the policy is you ask us and we tell you whether you can do it or not.
You told me that you didn't have to ask you. All they got to do is find out what size it is. And another thing is, you told me that was the town's right away, and I couldn't do town's culvert. I couldn't touch the thing.
What was the town's culvert?
The one you said I can't use now. You said it was the town's culvert, and I couldn't touch it.
I didn't. You're confusing things here, and I really don't want to go over this with you. Somebody help me out here. We control access to all town roads. And when we grant access to a town road, the culvert, the payment of the culvert is the responsibility of the access requester. Okay? Now.
So why can't I just fix it so it'll work?
I
wasn't the only one.
No, it hasn't worked. It's been a problem. No, you weren't the only one that used that. Who was the other one?
Internal.
They're not using, they have a culvert further up the road now.
So I can use that one now?
No. That's not your field.
And the court said she didn't need it. When she went after more accesses, the court threw it out, and the town said they were going to abide by the court. So why does she have a culvert there?
Because we allowed her to have a culvert there.
Which town said they weren't going to do?
I'm not sure what the past town said that we weren't going to do.
Well, there must be a bunch of paperwork.
You can
town went to court. You was taken to court at Maxwell's request.
I'm really
wanted out of it.
I can tell you what the next possible. Let us think about. I'm trying to figure out what you can do for your next step if you don't agree with what we're saying here. Okay, I'm not quite sure what there is. There's such a thing as a county road commission that you could probably go to.
Okay.
You have to find out what the next step for you. If the board doesn't give you the decision you like, then you got to figure out what your next step is. Okay?
So in other words, I got to get more lawyers.
Well, I'm not sure of that. So, are you going to be using it this winter?
Not this winter.
Okay. So wait for the letter, and if you want, we'll talk more about it. Once you get the letter, you can read it and sort this and think about this, digest this.
I don't see the problem because I was already told by him that I could put one there.
Well,
I didn't say you could put one there. I said I didn't think we could tell you not to put one there. Right? That was what our conversation
you
was.
You don't have to put a 2-foot forward in there.
Well, you have, I don't want to give you a hard time, but a lot of this, you come in with a lot of hearsay about he said, she said, and sometimes it just doesn't jive with stories that we have from the people you're saying said. So we can't argue that right now. Okay, what we're talking about as a board, we're exercising our responsibility and our statutory right to control all access to town roads. Okay, and make sure that it's done in a manner that will work.
Okay, what will work?
What will work is for you to use the upper culvert and not touch
this
culvert.
What will make that one work?
Nothing, because it's not in the best place. It's in a lousy spot. It's at the bottom, huh?
Where can I put one in there then?
You have one further up.
But you're doing all this because it washed out once. I've been here almost 30 years. Washed out once.
I'm doing this because there's more history to that.
The history is it washed out once.
Listen to me. You don't own any of the land down in this part. You have no ownership of that land.
I have a legal.
You have a deed of right of way to use the access. We're taking the access away. I don't care about whose deed it is. Okay? You have an access at the upper end of the field. It works perfectly. It's dry.
But it doesn't go across the stream on the other side of the field.
Does it go across the stream? That's your problem. You have to make access to it off your field.
Well, I already have an access.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait for the letter. You got what you came for. Okay? And we'll have the winner to hash it out.
What's his first name?
Alan Davis.
Alan, A-L-A-N?
Yeah, yes. He lives on the Bly Farm Road. Otherwise, Town Highway 26. Okay. Well, I think you got your story already. So, all right, we're gonna put the, let's do the road report. That's public knowledge. Letters to property owners, Ray plow truck turn. What do you got? What do you want to talk about, Wendell? Cheer me up here.
I don't know if I can cheer you up.
Oh no.
Been doing a lot of plowing.
How's that going?
Not bad.
Good.
Got a 2 bids for the paving.
Okay. We'll do that a little later for executive session.
Okay.
Okay.
So the new truck, the body's supposed to be done, supposed to be put on it January 1st or something like that.
Oh.
So that should be getting done here right off. Been having problems with buses. Buses been having a hard time on Crawford Road. Is Crawford Road been slippery?
I haven't found it that way.
And I was going to ask you how to address this. I looked at the bus's tires today, and they're down to the wear bars on the tires.
Is that why they keep getting stuck up there?
Mm-hmm. So. Because we're all putting out the same amount of sand. And another issue we're having is people parking in the bus, in the truck's turnaround spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which we are going to have to address. Which I brought Timmy around with me, and Timmy actually looked at a lot of them. And I think he's in agreement with me that we really need to start thinking about doing something. Because we're plowing a lot of driveways.
I agree. Does this relate to this property owners that's for you guys to turn around on tight spaces?
Mm-hmm.
You sent out some letters, or?
Yep. I sent out letters to...
The drafts are here for you to review and sign.
And I want you to review them and sign them.
Okay.
And other than that, I haven't got much for the road report.
Okay. Is everybody holding up well?
Yeah, they seem to be.
Well, in your request to me about the turnaround at the end of Grant Hill Road, I already spoke. And it's cleared up.
It's cleared up?
Yeah.
Good.
Not a problem.
A big one we have is Willis. We're going to end up getting a truck stuck over there. He's got a lot of stuff in
there. He does.
You know, I really think we should check out the... Check the mileage on that road and find out how far.
Well, I think we should turn around where it says dead end.
Yeah.
That's where I think. And he can maintain his own.
Okay.
Right? That would be his ball right there?
That's my opinion.
Sure, because it goes on private property.
Because
to turn around.
Yeah, because there's no room up there to turn around. He has so much stuff up there.
Well, let's make it so.
The other one is by the old, what's the name of the farm there?
Which one are we talking about?
Meads own it.
Oh, okay, down to Meads.
Used to be the Kennedy farm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, down in the...
On the left,
in the hall.
Down there, the guy doesn't want us turning around. Like, this morning he parked his car there so that Devin couldn't push the snow where he needed to adequately turn around there. I mean, I don't know what these people think, you know? I mean, your equipment's gotten a lot bigger. And then Mr... Bingham on Bingham Road, he went up and he put up a bunch of stakes, so it's telling me that he doesn't want me to put the snow there. And last year when we got into the confrontation that we got into, he wanted me to push up over the hill. So I brought him there, and it's just not working. It's not working. And when I got hired here, when we were putting out road stakes, Bernie told me where to put the snow. Okay, and so I take it that that's where you've always put it.
Right, right.
And now he wants to change it.
Okay.
You know, so not to be no way, his road's pretty narrow anyway for a big truck.
It is.
It's very narrow.
It's uphill driveway to one house. It's
a driveway.
That's his property.
you know. So, I mean, I'm not trying to cause waves, but
no, it's we can.
I just don't think that it's safe for the town to do it. Like I'll be honest with you, the reason why I plow that up there is I'm afraid to put one of my guys up there. Because if someone's going to wreck a truck up there, it's going to be me. You know? And I mean, it's pretty easy spot to get messed up in. And so, then...
So how do you want to handle this?
And then I have another one, the lady on Mount Bass. You know, she ended up taking down the gate. But then she put a pallet right beside the turnaround spot. And, you know, I asked Timmy, I'm going to back over it.
He will. I mean...
I'm going to back over it. And... when we do, is the town going to be liable for all that siding? Because I don't believe that's the way it should be. You know, they just don't. And she's got a 100-horse tractor up there to move the pallet. You know, so.
So the question is, do we try to do something this winter? Is it fair just to immediately start?
I would say
up?
This winter, yes.
Okay.
And the good thing about this is, okay, is and I grabbed a hold of Timmy. And I said, Timmy, do you have an hour to take and go for a ride with me? And I brought him to all these spots. And I said, Timmy, do you have a solution of what I could do different? And we looked at it together, and we tried coming up with a solution to do different. Did you see anything that I could
no,
do different?
There's nothing you can do different.
You know, so...
absolutely not.
We're just okay. going to have to address it.
Do you have a list of high priority ones you want to get on right away?
Yep.
Write a letter.
She has the letter for every one of them for you to view and sign, and I want to send them out.
Okay.
And other than that, I really don't have much for you. That's been my biggest issue.
The woman with the pallet, she's not there in the winter, though, is she?
No.
I thought we said we weren't going to plow up there.
Well, remember, we decided we had to because... to be able to get a fire truck up there in case there was a fire or something like that.
It's a class 3 road.
But she's got a big pallet right where he's got to turn around.
Why should do that?
His wheels are coming like this far from it.
Yeah.
Because I can see the tracks.
All right, so you have a specific, you have a specific complaint for that one. It could be mentioned in the letter.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's moved, it's no problem to plow, right?
Right. If it's moved, right. I can plow it. Right. I mean, and I can plow it now. It's just that when I back over it, I don't want the town liable for it.
Oh, yeah, well.
And I really don't want to take the time to blow a tire up there or something. Okay. Because if I blow a tire up there for backing over her stuff, we're sending her a bill.
Does the town have easements to back around, or are you backing up private property?
No, it's our. It's actually within our right of way.
It's a road, so it's our right of way.
So you don't need an easement to turn around?
No.
Okay, so you're just trying to clear the right of way.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
And your people are blocking it.
Yeah.
That and other people
you're
who
putting
say,
up stakes.
Putting up the stakes.
That's
I don't
why
want
the meat farm.
Snow to be pushed here.
Which I don't even agree plowing that anyway. I mean, it's a driveway.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think we ought to throw that road.
Right
now,
Brownington are all having the same issue.
I'm sure.
It's by the meat farm. What's the name of that road, Swindle? By the meat farm.
Is that Griffin Road? That little road?
I think it's called Griffin Road, right? I think it's called the Griffin Road.
Yes.
I mean, it's a driveway. It's not a road.
Okay. We'll take it up. Okay. We'll bring it up.
What's it more than one house on it?
That's the problem. There is more than one house on it. I mean, unless they want us to go down and actually build a turnaround for the truck, and if that's the case this next summer, I will. But the guy's not going to want that. Because what it is right now, the truck has to back onto the lawn. Under the guy's lawn beside the tree, okay, and he doesn't want that. So,
I hear you.
I can't afford to have a new driver.
So what he's doing now is he's basically plowing down and he has to back out.
And that's not right. He shouldn't have to do that. He should be able to turn around and drive up out. It's doing is costing us time and money.
Do you have these listed and?
So yes, we actually had the letters for you guys to sign.
How many? How many letters
in here.
Do you have? Okay.
They're in there, Pete. They're over here.
Okay. All right.
And other than that, there's a couple of FEMA issues that we have that we're going to have to, I know I'm going to say this wrong, is it litigation?
Mitigation.
Mitigation, okay. okay?
We don't want litigation.
So mitigation, there's a couple things I'd like to try to get in on mitigation. A head wall on the 4-foot culvert by Devaney's. Mm-hmm. And stay back for Westmore, for Hinton Hill. I want to get this right. Hinton Hill, I'd like to stay Matt Hinton Hill. And from the Bennett Farm, I don't know the number of the log cabin down at the bottom. You know where I'm talking, Colleen?
I know.
Oh, where the culvert washed out?
Yeah, where the, yeah. Where Mrs. Williams, is that
Wilson.
Right?
Yeah.
Mrs. Wilson's driveway had washed out the year before, and the Dan, I do believe his name was Dan, we talked to, right? Dan from FEMA, is that?
Charles.
Okay, so Charles from FEMA suggested that maybe it would be better for us if we stay mad at it so that we wouldn't have the washout again. So
okay.
I'd like to look into that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
Basically, what it cost us to repair, we're eligible for essentially an equal amount in an improvement measure, which is mitigation. So as they write up our repair projects, if there are places where there, Wendell has ideas about what could be done to prevent the same thing from happening in future, they write up this mitigation project. So it's going to take a little while for them to write up all these projects we're going to be going into next year, but as we find out, you know, what funds are available, we can start putting out bids for things.
Nice. Okay.
And the pavement, I got two bids. I called three companies. Two of them called me back, and they actually give us bids, and the other one didn't get back to me. There is a culvert on that Durgan Road that I do need to change, which I would do this spring. But I would really like to have you guys look them bids over and see if we can't get one of them, make a decision on one of them so that
mm-hmm.
we're ready for next spring's paving.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other than that, that's all I got for you.
Sounds good.
If I could just add one thing. Wendell met with a landowner on Shillifo. They want to put in a driveway, and he talked to them about what size culverts needed, and they agreed to all of the requirements about
yep.
where it is and what it needs to be, and
he's
when not to do the work. And so they were just looking for official sign off from the board. So
I told them to put an 18-inch culvert in, and I want, so the culvert's going to be 20 feet long, and the culvert's going to be 18 inches, and it's, I told them to keep the driveway lower than the road.
Yeah.
And it's on the flat, it used to be Nancy, LaCrosse, it used to be LaCrosse's land, where they're doing the logging right there at the T on Shelf Hall.
Laura
LaCrosse. Yeah, Laura LaCrosse's land. They're doing a logging up there, and that's where the, so that he wants to put it on the flat between
mm-hmm.
Gay Hill and Dane Hill.
Good. Okay.
So I went up and I looked at it, and there's plenty of room there, and the reason why I wanted to go with an 18-inch culvert is with the rains we've been having and stuff, I'd like to see that start
sure,
happening.
That's fine, yeah. And lower than the grade of the road is
yep.
smart. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure. Good.
So can I communicate to the landowner?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're all set.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure. Yeah, well, usually, whatever Wendell wants, he's going to get. So whatever Wendell says.
Well, perfect. She heard that.
No, I didn't.
No, no,
I didn't hear that.
Except with Tim. Tim's, Tim's your filter.
So I got to go through you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck.
We start at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. By 2, I'll have you on my
So side. While we're at it, do you want to finish off these letters?
I'd just like to have you guys go over them and sure, read well, them. And,
I read it, and
I've read them. I'm fine with them.
And I am also.
I was with him, so okay.
If I were to say anything, I would say there's nothing really strong here.
There's nothing strong there?
In the sense of
urgency to move the stuff.
And if they don't? This is just the first shot across the bow, in other
words. Yeah. Well, let me tell you this, okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm telling you right now, on Willis Road, if the guy doesn't get his stuff moved, we're starting to turn around at the dead end
okay.
side.
That's what I would definitely do.
All right,
I don't know how.
That's fine. I hear you. Okay, this is a perfectly good move.
I'm just trying to get the ball rolling.
That's perfect. So there are Frederick Raphael. I don't know if we don't have to record these in the minutes. You can put them in the minutes.
Yes.
The letters. So I'll make the motion to send all these letters out.
I'll second it.
There's four of them. Then we'll sign them and everything tonight.
Yep.
Oh, we dealt with the guy in Palm Lane.
That's right. Yeah.
So my feeling is on these letters.
That's all good.
Yep. On these letters, it says the three of us. Any one of us signs it, and it's real. Yeah. We don't have to have all three people sign it.
Okay. Just one fine.
Okay. So do you want these signed, or do you have original ones, or do you want?
No, they're all
perfect.
Okay.
Any set can be signed.
Okay.
Am I missing anything? Is there anything else I've got to give to them in the road report?
Nothing that I can think of immediately.
Okay.
Why don't you sign two of these and you sign two of these? Yes, just sign them and we'll give them to Colin.
I do have a couple things that when you go into the executive session.
Fine, save it for that.
Talk to you about.
Yep, save it for that. Okay, sign the mowing and sweeping contracts, which we awarded the last meeting.
Okay, there's those two cards.
Here's the other two. And we have a letter for the wake boat thing, which we already passed. So while you're signing these, just to sort of help the road.
Right, you would already confirm support at a previous meeting.
Right.
This was just the letter that was needed.
So it's page 7 and 8. I got my thumb in there.
Ah, perfect.
7 and 8.
So it's underneath your scribbling is where it's
going. He did go
next,
up a little bit.
The next line.
Yeah.
He did go up a little bit on mowing.
I saw that.
Mowing went up to $100 an hour, I do believe, if I'm correct.
It did.
He used to charge us 90 and he went up to 100 because that's what he's charging all the other towns.
Right, exactly. That's what he said. I remember that. That's fine.
But the sweeping stayed the same. It's probably going to go up next year as much as saying about the payment.
All right, to help this process along here, the Brighton request for bridge contribution, you got. I spoke to you about that, didn't
you? You spoke to me.
No, I know that, but I thought there was something from my speaking to you since I spoke to you. What is their expectation of us?
Harry Rollins was going to get in touch.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked to Gene.
Okay, so Are they expecting any further information from us? I mean, because you just got information.
Yeah,
so
the situation is they need a new bridge.
No, I understand what the situation is.
FEMA's
going to
replace
them?
The bridge.
Understood.
They were looking for us to help pay for the repairs to the needs to do for maintenance.
Right.
Or loan the money or right. Whatever. And I said, well, I don't think so. But
so you think she got the message?
Well, I think we're going to have to send something to the board.
That's what I'm talking
yes.
about.
We're going to have
That's
to send
exactly
something.
That's exactly what I'm talking yeah. about. Now we're, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. To send them a letter, or communicate with them, or
yeah, that we're not going
do you
to
want,
assist.
Well, I think can I just
sure.
weigh in on this a little bit?
Certainly.
I think that if you're gonna if they need sand or something
yeah.
like that, I think that we could help them out with that.
Okay.
And if they need trucks, you know what I mean. If we
right.
have the time and we're freed up. And they need help with trucking material in there, I think it'd be in our best interest
yeah.
to say,
well,
yes,
that's
we could help them with a little bit of equipment
yeah, that's a little
and
different.
A little bit of material.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it has to be sand. It can't be gravel,
yeah.
you know, because we have a sand pit right there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think they're looking more for
money.
Yeah, just like us to take. A big portion of that on his repair.
So I guess what I'm trying to say, instead of just saying, you know, maybe we can write it as in like, we can't afford to give you money, but if you
yeah.
need help with truck time and you need help with
equipment
sand,
or whatever, yeah,
right,
certainly, yeah,
we're more willing to lend our services.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I'd like to see it written like that,
yeah.
if you could.
I agree. So we have to. You want to construct a letter for this? What do you think? You spoke to her, do you?
Well, Jean's only one of the select board members. She's not the chairman of the board, so she said we should really contact
All right.
him.
Okay, let me go back to the original email and
yeah.
see what they said. I will pursue that and then figure out. I agree with you. It's just. I've thought about it, and I'm not quite sure what's going
well,
on.
Well, I'm just
like,
saying that'd be pretty big help to them if you're offering them trucks.
I understand
and you're
that.
Them sand,
I understand
you know?
That, but the rationale being that because Charleston people use that road, I mean, it's like we should start come up with toll roads all over the place.
Yeah, right.
Every time let's set up a toll road and say, okay, 50 cents to get across the Charleston
yeah.
road.
Well, that means you're going to have to give Carrie a raise, right? Because she is right there. She uses that bridge quite a bit.
That's going to cost me a lot of
money. Well,
she put it right there, then.
We'll give you a pass.
Is this for general maintenance of the road, or is it to help put in a culvert to get access out? They'll have access until they build
the bridge.
I don't
think we're really sure what they're asking.
Really?
The
bridge
really
has to be
line.
Replaced.
Right, right.
And there's apparently they think there's FEMA money to replace the bridge, but they that's 2 years down the road.
Right.
They have to do maintenance now to make it so it's safe to
they
the driver.
Can't.
Huh?
They can't.
Yeah,
because the bridge is settled.
It's fell down. Yeah.
It's settled into the ground 2 feet. And I don't understand. And it's my personal opinion is why they don't have somebody come in and jack the bridge and put new footings under it and use the old bridge.
Well, I don't think that's allowed per state federal guidelines.
Well, we can't, that is all conjecture. So should we ask them to clarify? No. Just
yeah, we can ask for clarification of what they actually want.
What they
said
their board meeting. That they wanted to, they originally talked about a bridge and temporary and all that, but they got to the point where they said they got permission to put a culvert in, temporarily fill it in, that way you have the access
right.
till 2 years from now.
Right.
Because they didn't want to just leave it as is, and I think there was an issue about, well, they can't afford a temporary. temporary bridge.
Yeah.
Rental, that was a ridiculous amount of money. So yeah. What they were talking about was they wanted to make sure that people would have access through there for the next 2 years. So the state did tell, at least according to the last time I heard, the state told them you can't put a culvert in there and fill over it.
Yeah. Well, see, my thought was that this is FEMA funded, the whole thing.
No, just the replacement of the bridge, not the repair.
They couldn't even, they can get FEMA funding for a temporary bridge, but only for 6 months. And then they're right, the next 18 months they have to pay it.
Right.
And they can try to put in a temporary bridge renting elsewhere, at which time they can put in new footings and use that. But it still is going to be temporary bridge, but at least the footings they can use when they put permanent.
Okay,
bridge.
Thank you.
But right, right now, I don't know what they're asking for, but I just know that they had been talking about putting a culvert in.
Yeah, I was told they didn't have the money to do anything with the bridge, and they were primarily looking for money.
We're all looking for money.
Yeah, I know.
In the town that isn't.
Oh, you're looking at it. Okay.
And it's going to get worse.
So do you want, should we ask for further, you want to pursue further edification or
yeah.
just move on with response? I'd say find further edification,
yeah.
If you don't mind.
Let's do that.
And if you want to, you can clearly say that we have no idea what you,
yeah.
I'll make the offer like what Wendell said.
Yeah.
Say we're thinking we got a sand pit up there, if you need some sand or if you need some truck help to get it along or something like that. But in terms of, we just can't, just because we connect with Derby, we can't ask Derby for money to fix things in Chelsea. I mean, it'd be like ye old England with Richard III.
Yeah, right.
I know of Bond's their town manager, he'd probably be the best one to talk to.
What's his name?
Noah Bonds.
Noah Bonds.
Yeah.
Noah, okay.
This is in your packet, because the original
request
came from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will get in touch with him.
Yeah, you can. He's yeah. When I told him, he said this was the board's decision, and that's what they wanted to do. But okay. All right, you can pursue that. Good. And the next one is the letter of support for North Country Hospital. Carleen came up with something, but it's sort of, I think that ship might have sailed. Because if I remember correctly, when Brian first sent the request out, he said he needed it by the beginning of December because he was going to deliver it someplace, everywhere. So, did you have something to show or... Colleen's having a hard problem with what to say. I mean, I presented something at a previous meeting which went over like a lead balloon, but that's okay.
So, should we find out where, if comment is still wanted and where it should go?
Good question. I suppose I could call Brian Smith up again. You want to leave that on me?
Okay. Sure, and everyone has a... sent it by email, and this was just based on some of the comments you had made at the previous meeting. I was just trying to do something
nice.
to get you started, but obviously it can go wherever the board.
All right, this will be homework. I'll give Brian a call, and this will be homework.
Yeah, take it and review it.
Yeah, that's.
You liked it.
That's good. Yeah. Good.
Okay. I'll give him a call and find out if we missed the boat or not.
Linda Studer.
Yeah.
I saw that somewhere.
Yeah, that's the letter.
That's the one.
Probably
should have done it
during the road report.
Yeah, me too. Is this Ms. Studer?
Yeah.
Have you seen this before, Wendy?
I did talk to her about it.
No, but have you read this letter?
No, nope, okay. I'm reading it now.
It arrived today.
Okay.
Yeah, does everyone have it?
Okay, well, let's, I don't want to add this to the stew. I mean, I don't think we have to respond. The end of it says that, we'll get in touch before spring, summer. All right. Good God.
So what would you like me to queue up as a follow-up or further discussion or remind you?
Put it on for the as a reminder on the agenda for the next meeting. It requires no action. I will just think about it. And she says she's got that berm thing working, so it's fine for now. All right. I mean, okay. Next, I'm going to jump over to new business next, and there's a letter here that Peg Maxwell, it's for your edification. I've already read it. I've gotten it from her. And it relates to Alan's. She's the neighbor to Alan.
Yeah, I have it placed in the packet with the take action on Davis covert request.
Got it. So that's just informational for you guys. It's this thing right here. Okay, you can take that home for homework too. And the next item I'm saying, you guys stop me if you have any questions. It's just informational. Barton Village at the hydro dam. No, actually they're gonna be on the Great Falls Road. They're going to be doing some dam work down there, so.
In the spring, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have to be concerned about anything?
Well, they're going to be putting some pretty heavy equipment down
That's
through there.
That's what I was thinking about.
And I told them that he couldn't do it during mud season.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, other than that, I don't think it is that big of an issue.
Okay. So you've spoken to him?
I have spoken to him.
So you're connected with him? Perfect. Okay,
yep.
Good.
And I did explain to them that if any culverts got crushed or anything like that from them driving the heavy equipment down there, that they would be responsible.
Fair enough. Okay.
And there's only one culvert in the whole road, so.
I'll have to go down and look at it. I'm curious what they'll be doing.
They're taking the big tanks out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have great big tanks in there, and they're taking them out.
Where is it?
Down the power dam.
Down the road, going down there.
I guess they call it Great Falls.
What are the tanks for?
I don't know.
Oh,
I would have to say water storage would be my guess.
Are they exterior on the outside?
One of them is, and I think the other ones are on the inside.
Okay. I used to know a fellow who was hired to manage that. The night shift. Spent a lot of time down there working on my trucks. It's got a huge garage.
I guess they're going to be putting a massive crane down.
Yeah.
Massive
crane. Okay. Well, as long as you're aware of it. Next thing is Vermont Electric right-of-way request, underground power. Resolved
that? Yeah, that was on the 10.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. That can come off.
There is a document to be signed.
All right.
Approved and signed.
Okay, do you want to hand that to us?
And I think he said that Mr. Maxwell was going to be... can you, on that document, how deep do they have that? They have that 4 to 5 feet deep,
a minimum,
right?
Of 5 feet below the grade of the road.
Okay.
Schedule 80 will be used. It'll have a 1 foot set of sand surrounding the conduit when it's buried at least 5 feet below the road grade.
Yep, that's exactly what we discussed. And they're going to do that in this, they said they were going to do that next summer, right?
The work is proposed to take place in May 2025 or whenever mud season finishes.
There you go.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Sign.
The next thing is decide the late homestead penalty. Oh, that's the annual question.
Yeah, so we normally do the 3%. I think last year we collected an extra $1,208 for people who don't file on time, but it the cost of sending extra tax bills and stuff like that, you know, and not being able to pay your rates, you know, whatever. But yeah, the only time we didn't do it was during COVID when people were having a hard time getting in the rear, getting anything done.
Okay.
So
you're requesting the 3%?
My recommendation is to stay with the 3%, yes.
Okay. Got a motion on that?
I'll make a motion. Second.
Any discussion any further? All right.
Nope.
All in favor, aye. An appropriation request we have here. Health Service and KHS, Pope Memorial, Shelter, VSO Symphony, Orleans County, Umbrella. They're all constant askers, right?
Yep.
So that's automatic.
I think the library came today too, the Island Pond Library.
I think it's handwritten on yours, Island Pond Library.
Okay. Does this include the Orleans County Historical Society?
I don't know. Well, let me look. I think I have.
No. I have not received an appropriation.
I'm just asking because Derby's appropriation was $1,600, and this year they're asking for $4,000.
Ouch. Good question.
Yeah, they haven't done it with us for a few years. They've checked in a few times, and we told them they would have to do it.
Sure.
Thanks.
Right, that's
so
pretty.
So the board is amenable to placing those on the warning?
Yes.
Yes.
That's pretty much 90% of it. The rest is we're going to get into evaluations and road crew discussions.
I can have dinner at a decent hour.
All right.
Can I go too?
Sure.
Make sure that goes in the paper.
It did.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Okay, it was in the corner.
Yeah. It was.
That you got blue lighted on the way to the
yes,
meeting?
Yes, it was. You didn't see that?
No, you're dedicated.
Yeah, very dedicated.
What'd you do, steal your Sears glasses?
I did. It's better than pink, isn't it?
I don't know. I like pink.
She's passed.
No. I'm walking in, I'm like, oh, shit. I'll just grab those.
Wait a second.
Mine are all down in the shop.
So we want to make a motion to go into executive session for discussion of evaluations.
Okay. Or are you doing everything?
Everything.
Okay. So the other thing is the bids.
That's you said it here, executive session.
Right.
Right.
I'm just, if I'm going to leave the room, I'm...
No, you're not leaving the room for this.
Okay. I want to be clear on what you're doing.
Okay, put it for the paving bids.
Okay.
Well,
both. It's, yeah.
It'll be both.
Yes. And the reason you're opening the paving bids in executive session is that we've had situations where there were questions about the comparability, and we had to get some questions answered before it became public.
I was wondering that.
That might not be the case this time, in which case, as soon as you come out, you can announce the amounts and take action.
Right. So. They're sealed, and they haven't been opened.
So I gave everyone a copy of the specs that were written, just so you know, and then